Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an update on Ohio's Medicaid enrollment. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Last year, Ohio began a process known as Medicaid unwinding, a euphemism for taking people off its rolls. The end of the pandemic era's so-called continuous enrollment provision launched a review of Medicaid eligibility across the state. Since it began last April, an estimated 657,000 Ohioans have been deemed ineligible and lost coverage. That unwinding process is expected to come to a close this month. Haley Aka with Health Policy Institute of Ohio has been analyzing its impact. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Kendall.
So taking a look back, what was the continuous enrollment provision and why did it end?
So in early 2020, when the federal government announced the public health emergency related to COVID-19, they also passed a policy that increased the funding for state Medicaid programs. States were also required to keep everybody on their Medicaid rolls. That's that continuous coverage enrollment piece. At the same time, new people were newly becoming eligible for Medicaid. So throughout the public health emergency, the Medicaid rolls got larger, and that came to an end at the end of the public health emergency early in 2023.
So now that we're seeing that start to unwind, as they say, who is being impacted by these Medicaid redeterminations?
There are a wide variety of people who are eligible for Medicaid. There are different sort of enrollment categories, low-income adults, people with disabilities, and older adults. And we're seeing disenrollment across those categories. Most people have retained their coverage. About 3 out of every 4 Ohioans at Medicaid enrollees have maintained that coverage.
Gotcha. So how is Ohio comparing to other states then?
Ohio has the 11th lowest rate of disenrollment, meaning most states in the nation have disenrolled people at a higher rate than Ohio has. It's also true, though, that Ohio has disenrolled a large number of people. That may be for a few reasons. One is that Ohio is one of the largest states in the country. We have a large population and also a large Medicaid population. And also, Ohio's process has been highly automated, and therefore, Ohio has been able to move through the process and assess a lot of people and has done that at a higher rate than many other states.
Given that, will this unwinding have an impact on the state's overall health?
Sure. I mean, certainly we don't know, and we won't know for a while, the direct impacts that unwinding has had on the health of the state. What we do know is that health insurance coverage is important. It's important when you're sick. It's important if you have a chronic condition, an injury, if you're expecting a baby. And without access to affordable insurance coverage, people are more likely to delay care, which means health conditions get worse. Sometimes they get harder to treat. And also it impacts people's quality of life. There's many, many more Ohioans today that don't have insurance coverage potentially than did a year ago.
What's being done to help those who have lost their insurance?
Some of these folks likely have access to employer-sponsored insurance and maybe the reason that they're no longer eligible for Medicaid. And then there are others who may be eligible for subsidized coverage through the federal health insurance marketplace. And there is our Navigator program here in Ohio that's led by the Ohio Association of Food Banks. And they're helping individuals complete needed forms, gather requested documents, but also explore those other options for coverage.
That's Haley Aka, Vice President of Operations and Strategy of Health Policy Institute of Ohio. Thank you for your time, Haley.
Thanks so much, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.